that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things to him. That is, they had done these things to Jesus Christ. Look at verse 23, same chapter. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." For the death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and session to take place while they lead to the way of destruction. The great battle. Remember, this is why Jude is writing. Jude started off wanting to write about a common salvation, but he ended up writing about the false teachers because they are such a threat and detriment. The battle is seeing the difference between false teachers and true teachers. Just faith versus that which distorts the truth. People, please remember, and I want to give it to you again. I'll probably give it to you a lot more. I just want it to be one of those burning things you don't forget. When the Gentiles came. Look at chapter 14. Skip 13. Let's go to 14. Verse 13. He's going to be glorified by your prayers. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. Why? For your benefit? No. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Look at chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 8. What is the most evil? The most evil is that which sounds the closest to the truth. That's the most evil. The most evil is not, let's go out and sin. Let's go out and do horrible things and call it for God. Say it's for God. People, that sounds terrible. How can anyone do that? Let me tell you what the most powerful evil is. It sounds so close to the truth, you follow it, and it's wrong. The most evil, the greatest evil, is that which sounds like the truth, looks like light, but is off just enough to miss the whole point, distort the truth of the gospel. Galatians chapter 1, they distort the gospel. They don't take you away from it. They don't stand and see. We might think, oh, the worst evil is somebody would stand up here and say to you, the cross doesn't mean anything, Jesus doesn't mean anything, and you don't have to worry about all of that. And so we'd all sit there, oh, idols of stone. So they worship the demons.